Before I get started today, I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and TMS coach based in Los Angeles. Her work involves not only a specialized focus on TMS, but also in helping clients transform important aspects of life that feel stuck or overwhelming, such as career, relationships, weight issues, confidence, purpose, life stressors, you name it. So the results are twofold. One, you'll finally heal your TMS symptoms. And two, you'll take control of other areas in life that need your attention and care. Perhaps you've only experienced small improvements with your TMS symptoms so far, or perhaps you're overwhelmed with next steps. Either way, many clients come to her who have tried traditional therapy, group coaching, or other programs and made only minimal improvements. Jeannie will help you find the healing that's been elusive. I encourage you to book a free introductory call with her to book a one-on-one coaching session, which includes weekly calls and consistent support between sessions that helps you get over the hump with your goals. Go to JeannieColwin.com, that's JeannieColwin.com, to book your free call. Also, check out her impressive testimonials page to see her other clients' transformations firsthand. Welcome back to the show. It is Thursday, December the 7th. This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. This is a take two. So I had recorded. So I was out on the field yesterday. I was on a little work trip. And it's funny because I can record audio and I can do editing with just my computer and my phone. You know, I'm in a quiet place. I can use my good headphones and I can just record. But it's not quite as good as the sound of my like actual recording equipment, which, by the way, if you hear very faint humming noise, that's my boot dryer because it is awful weather here in Seattle. And even my waterproof Timberland boots got totally drenched on the walk this morning. I started to feel water seeping in. Okay, so anyway, but I wanted slightly better audio. So I took all my equipment with me. Found a place at the school that I graduated college from, and I was overlooking the soccer field, recorded this great podcast, or I thought it was pretty good, and it was 20 or 22 minutes or something like that. I did the editing, which just involved, I had to cut out some stuff in the very beginning, and then a couple minutes in, published it. It was released this morning at the same time, which is 1:10 Pacific time, AM, 1:10 AM Pacific time. And I got a text or a DM from a listener, Andrew, thank you, at 3:52 AM local time that said, "Hey, your podcast cuts off at 6:45. and so I went and I checked, and yeah, for some reason the file, or at least the posted podcast was less than 7 minutes long. So I get his message at 4:45 or 4:43 AM. And I go and I check the podcast, and yes, that is true. I log into the podcast publisher, Audio Boom, that I use, and I pulled the podcast off. And I just figured that it was probably just an issue with, I don't know, the file or whatever. So I get up again somewhere between. So I'm just laying there awake, basically, from 4:45, because I'm just thinking about how annoying this is. So I'm laying there for basically an hour and a half, and then I get up. And I checked the memory card, and no, just turns out that I don't know how. I was looking at the Zoom H4n recorder, but I was in a dark car, but it has little red lights that illuminate and tell me that something's recording. It was on the whole time. I don't know what the hell happened. So, yeah, I guess we're going to do this again, and we're going to republish it, and it's just going to be a little late. And, yeah, you'll get it a few hours late. So I pulled it off the publisher. So some of you may be hearing this for a second time, and maybe the first 7 minutes of the originally posted one will be better than this. And hopefully that's not the case. So what the episode was about is one of the things that I manage a couple of different TMS Mind Body Facebook groups. There is the companion to this podcast, which is the Deleters of Pain. That's the name of it. The other one is TMS hyphen the Mind Body Syndrome. And what's cool about TMS hyphen the mind-body syndrome is that it's been around for years, probably maybe even like 10 years it's probably been around. And it was managed forever by Steve Ozanich, the author of The Great Pain Deception. So he was the admin, he moderated it. But I think that over time, it became a tremendous hassle, basically. That's secondhand word. So people that were in the group beforehand. And I think that part of the challenge that he was having for the longest time is that they're in the group, they know about the work, but a lot of people would come on there and just challenge everything that he had written and all that kind of stuff. And I think that it just got very frustrating for him, rightfully so. And he passed the reins on to someone else, Barb, who's been on this podcast before, who then passed it on to me. And so my buddy Brad and I were admins of it. I don't want to call us moderators because there's not a lot of moderation that we do. The reason for that being, basically if I get flagged or I get tagged or somebody reports something, I'll do that. But a lot of times I'm just sort of checking in and saying, hey, what are people talking about? And if there's something in particular that crosses my eye, I will comment. But a lot of times it's sort of an open forum for people to talk amongst themselves. It's not a paid thing. I don't have the time to sit there and talk to 4,500 people and answer all these questions all day long. But what I can do is that I can go and identify a few and talk about them on the podcast. So this, I thought this was fun. The first time I recorded, I thought it was fun. So maybe the second time I recorded, I'll think it's equally as fun. We have now passed the 7-minute mark, which is all that the original published episode put up. So hopefully this is all going to be there. But basically, I went and I just took 5 posts and I responded to them, or I'm going to respond to them here on the podcast. So let's get started. So I'm not going to say the people's names, but I am going to post this show in that group so that everyone can check it out, and maybe I'll respond to theirs. So this is the first one that caught my eye. Has anyone ever gone down the deep, dark path of extreme supplementation and precision nutrition and having a million food sensitivities and whatnot? At this point, I can't tell what is even physical and what's mental, psychological. Surely diet has to play some part in our health, but to what extreme? I found myself on Reddit threads looking at things like detox pathways, and I can't help but flag this obsession as potentially another TMS equivalent. What are your thoughts? So, a couple thoughts I've got. As far as food sensitivities go, I had Dr. Alicia Batson on this podcast years ago, and then I re-aired her episode actually a couple of months back. But she was an internal medicine doctor, something like that. And she had talked about food insensitivity or food sensitivities and allergies. And her conclusion is that outside of celiac disease, basically all food sensitivities and allergies as an adult are complete BS. And I thought that was crazy, but that's been sort of my experience with myself. And I hear from a lot of people that listen to the show or in the TMS space that have that exact same situation go on. So let me give you an example. So in 2013, I developed this crippling dairy allergy. Like, it was awful. I would have the slightest bit, we're talking like a teaspoon of milk or milk product, and I would just feel awful for hours. And a lot of times it was like 2-3 days before that would wear off. And it was to a point where, like, I would be calling restaurants ahead of time. Like, say that there was a burger that I knew that I was going to get when I went there. And I would call ahead of time and have them look at the labels on the buns of the burger to see if there's any milk or dairy products in it. Now, that sounds like very controlling behavior. This is going to be a theme here probably in the next couple of posts too. But a lot of times, TMS, some people say it stands for too much stress. I feel like you could almost call it TMC, too much control, because situations that you can't really control that you're trying to control, and this is a good example of that. So you went on to talk about the detox pathways, and this is just an obsession, potentially another TMS equivalent. Absolutely. So we try to take control of certain things in our lives. And I played that Prince A clip a couple of weeks ago. One of the things that he had talked about is that we spend so much time trying to, like, control everything around us, but instead of controlling ourselves, and we don't live life, we let life live us. And that's like a big TMS theme as well, and mind-body syndrome theme as well. But absolutely, detox food and trying to control the food thing and doing all that kind of stuff. I've talked about this before, I believe, too, where, like, weight loss, I think, falls into this category too. The more energy and expenditure that you have psychologically and emotionally towards trying to lose weight, probably the less success you're going to have. So if you're spending a little, maybe a little less time or a little less energy expenditure and almost just kind of going with it, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Then a lot of times that's when things will start working for you. Spoiler alert. So I had that dairy allergy start in 2013. And then I read this book in middle of 2017, all the Sarno books and all that. Really bought all in. And by the end of that year in 2017, I dove full back into dairy with reckless abandon, and everything's been fine since then. Haven't had an issue. I have Greek yogurt every single day. I have cheese almost every single day. So like, it just went away, I guess, which is cool. That's pretty empowering. Okay, the next one. Can someone tell me why everyone is sick right now? I got an infection in February. I don't want to live like this anymore. So a couple things. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. That's a Freudian quote. A lot of people are indoors, closer quarters right now. It's easy to get a viral infection, whatever. As far as a bacterial infection, I think is what you're talking about, or an infection in general, ultimately what TMS is nervous system dysregulation. That includes immune system. So immune system dysregulation, not giving you the ability to heal, whether it's a cold or an injury or whatever, is a lot of what this is, slowing that process down. Or your brain continuing to think that you still need symptoms for some kind of reason. So it's probably twofold. There probably is a lot of people that are getting seasonal colds right now. My oldest daughter, who never gets sick, has had one. My youngest daughter had one very recently, kind of upended our Thanksgiving. But it is what it is. And that's just the way that it is. Okay, the next one. I feel like I've come to a new level of TMS work and realized some things, and I feel emotionally and belief-wise stronger. Now, though, my symptoms are super up and down throughout the day. Like, the first part of the day can be totally without symptoms, then I suddenly feel intensely horrible symptoms, and then they go away after a few hours. I've never tried this before. It seems quite crazy. What do you guys think? So the waxing and waning, the intense waxing and waning, going back and forth on these symptoms. Here's a suggestion that I will have. I've talked a lot about like somatic tracking on this and really checking in with yourself as really as often as you can. You do a minute or a couple minutes a day, a minute or a couple minutes a few times a day can do wonders for you. So in this case, it's sort of like a runaway train, what I'm visualizing that you're describing, where you suddenly just get these intense symptoms and they just show up for whatever reason. They just show up. Maybe next time this happens, stepping aside and just paying attention to yourself, sort of going inward. And the good way to do this, my belief, the best way to do this, the easiest way to do this, is that whole Stark reactor concept that I've talked about before, where if you're having this, these crazy symptoms that just start flaring up all over the place, if you can stop, literally close your eyes, visualize your sternum where Tony Stark has that arc reactor in his chest. Visualize your sternum and set your attention there and just observe. That's all that it is. A lot of times people, when we try and like meditate or close our eyes and not think about anything, we kind of start thinking about everything. This gives you a place to kind of visualize and just feel what sensations, where and when you start feeling. And I think that what you'll find is that your symptoms will dramatically decrease very quickly, especially the more and more that you do this. So do this a few times a day, and I think you'll find that these things settle down. To me, what this really means is that it's a distraction for whatever else is going on through your brain or in your head. That's what it is. Okay, before I get to the last two, I want to give a shout out to a new sponsor who you may have heard last week, Bobby G. Varghese. At the Pain Rehab Physical Therapy. Bobby is a doctor of physical therapy licensed in New Jersey and offers one-on-one telehealth services. He's got over 12 years of experience in both inpatient and outpatient rehab. He completed his undergraduate degree in electrical engineering and has had his own health struggles, and he made the radical shift from engineering to healthcare. Bobby's got experience helping TMS sufferers through education, improving acute pain, reducing fear of movement and symptoms. He also understands TMS in working with his own TMS coach and was able to overcome chronic back pain, neck pain, sciatica, plantar fasciitis, and many other conditions. He also has personal knowledge on how grief, parenting, religious beliefs can all contribute to symptoms, as these are all things he had to work on himself. If you're interested, and I'll put it in the show notes, but if you're interested in scheduling a free 15-minute phone call and learning more, reach out to Bobby at painrehabpt.com or email him at bobby@painrehabpt.com to learn more. Okay. Has anyone else, this is another question, has anyone else noticed that they are breathing funny or sort of shallow? Whenever I'm anxious and my neck starts tightening up, I notice that I'm not breathing fluidly. Couple of things to consider here, to think about. Absolutely. So the fight or flight response, which is, again, what TMS is, ultimately is going to make your breathing more shallow. That's just the way that it works. Your breathing becomes more shallow, more to the chest, more to the neck, probably some in the jaw, and you're just sort of... So, to me, what this lends itself to is a mind-body disconnection. So you're essentially disconnected. You're just sort of flowing, freeing, whatever. And a good way, and you can even pair this with the suggestion I gave a couple of minutes ago of the Stark reactor, but allowing yourself, and in fact, so one thing I really like, the pain PTs talked about this. I had a physical therapist talk about this. So meditation is great for mind-body symptoms. There's a lot of people in the space that do it. Focusing on your breathing is really the easiest way to get there. And everybody, I think, could benefit from like 2 to 5 minutes of intentional belly diaphragmatic breathing, whatever you want to call it, once a day at some point. Right before bed, probably the best time to do it. But being able to do that. So I would guess that the reason that you're having, that you're breathing funny or shallow, whenever you get anxious, your neck starts tightening up, is probably because you're, and you're not even thinking about it. So it's just happening. It's just happening. So if that starts to happen, your neck starts tightening up, slow down because you're focusing on something else. So your brain wants you to focus on something else rather. So consider that. All right. This is the next one. I've developed really painful sciatica and I'm finding it hard to walk or do anything. I've taken painkillers and started to reread Dr. Sarno's Healing Back Pain. Any top tips for getting through this? I've had success with methods before, but the pain seems to keep coming back in various places. So the immediate suggestion that I would give, and then I've got a story, is that you need to go and do physical activity as soon as possible. So it could be a walk, could be a run, could be whatever. I can't remember if I told this story or not on the podcast, and I think that I have. But I, last year, last Christmas, I was just standing in the kitchen. My wife's stepdad rolled in. So what is he, my stepfather-in-law, maybe? Walked into the house and immediately spasm in my low back, which became a spasm in my piriformis, which the piriformis is what that sciatic nerve runs through, and just boom, shooting pain down my leg. Couldn't walk, hunched over. And, you know, I was about to go into the garage and do some stuff, and this would have persisted if I just, you know, if I went and did a distraction. The thing is, like the person that wrote this, you already know what Sarno's book is going to say. And I understand wanting reinforcement, but ultimately it's a distraction of a distraction. So the sciatica in itself is a distraction. But now you're reading about the anecdote, which is a distraction from what's really going on. You already know what's happening. So the anecdote is just to continue. And I've had instances like this, very painful, acute, sudden, dramatic symptom issues that have happened over the last 3-4 years that come on. Sometimes it's as bad, I've told the story before, sometimes it's as bad as like, literally, I cannot move my legs. I've been hunched over in the garage, cannot move my legs. And I've had to call upon TMS buddy, Brad Gutting, to say, hey, here's what's going on. He'll ask me what's going on in life. I sort of talk it through, work it through in my head. Then I get up, little by slowly, I walk, then I go for a longer walk. Then I just continue on my normal cadence. And I promise you that within a few hours, those symptoms will be dramatically reduced, if not completely gone. And that's just the way that it's been for me. And it can be like that for you too. So that's what I would suggest. Okay, we're 20 minutes. I'm wrapping. This is the second iteration. Hopefully it'll be longer than 7 minutes this time. And if it's not, I don't know what I'm going to do. But we'll see. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. I will talk to you next week.